Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Jim McGovern, Americans are getting a little antsy, at least some of them are, about, you know, the sanctity of their emails and of the way in which we are being looked at. What do you make of all that?
Well, they have good reason to be concerned. I'm concerned. I oppose the Patriot Act and the Patriot II Act, and you know, because I thought that if they were passed, it basically would open the door for government overreach in terms of, you know, monitoring our emails and our phone calls. And I was told back then I was an alarmist. Don't worry about it. You know, now we find out that the worst has actually come true. There is this dramatic overreach by, you know, our governmental institutions that are invading our privacy. And I think privacy is an important right. I'm a liberal Democrat. I believe in a strong and a positive government. But I don't believe government should be monitoring my every move. I don't believe that every phone call I have should be monitored, or tracked, or that every email ought to be tracked. If there's reason to suspect that, you know, I may be a terrorist, then you go to a judge and you get a court order, you know, to put a wiretap on me. That's all fine and good. I mean, there's a check. There's some checks and balances in that process. But, kind of bypassing all of that and just kind of throwing out a wide net, I think is not what this country is about. And so, I think people should be concerned, and I think people should be demanding that we kind of reel in these programs. My question is always, who's watching the watchers?
Mm-hmm.
We live in a world where, you know, terrorism is a reality, but terrorism ought not to be used as an excuse to kind of dismantle our most fundamental rights. I think when you start chipping away at the issue of privacy, the way we're doing it, that's a victory for the bad guys. I mean, that because what they're doing is they're changing our system in a way that I think goes against our best traditions.
So is there any way to put the genie back in the bottle?
Well, we're trying to find ways to do that. There are obviously people who don't want to put the genie back in the bottle, and you get people here in Congress who think that the more surveillance, the better. You know, the wider the net, you know, the better. If we have everybody under a monitor, then we'll be able to better find out, you know, whether something bad's going to happen. I think there's a case to be made that when you get too much information coming in, that you can't really utilize it. I also wonder what happens to all that information that is gathered. I mean, how do you ultimately get rid of it? I don't know if you can. I mean, I think we need to go back, and we need to kind of reestablish, what is appropriate and what isn't, and we need to make sure that there are checks and balances in place so you don't have some overzealous bureaucrat, for no reason at all, monitoring your every move. That's not the United States of America. That's not what we're about. And, you know, people, whether you're a liberal or conservative or Democrat or Republican, whatever, I think everybody ought to be able to come together on this issue and demand that we reel in some of this overreach.
It's clear that with all of these security agencies and everything else, information agencies, we didn't know that wall was coming down, and we didn't know it was the end of communism. So here we are doing this micro stuff, but somehow our agencies haven't been able to do the big stuff.
Right. I mean, I think I wish presidential campaigns and I wish congressional campaigns were more about thoughtful discussion and education rather than about, 10-second sound bites to kind of tear the other guy apart, because this is a discussion that we ought to have. I think we ought to ask the question, you know, what is national security? What does that entail? You know, I remind people all the time that there are citizens in this country who lose sleep at night not worrying over whether Osama bin Laden's brother is going to knock down their front door, but they lose sleep overnight wondering whether they're going to have a job the next day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether or not they can afford to send their kids to college, whether or not they can pay their heating bill or their rent or, their insurance bills or whatever. I mean, that's in this country, that is a source of insecurity that needs to be addressed. The president gave a speech not too long ago about the economic inequality in this country. You know, the fact that the gap between the rich and the poor is growing. And those who are stuck in poverty, they live with insecurity every single moment of their lives. And right now, sad to say, Washington is not doing a hell of a lot to address their concerns. And I think that we need to understand that some of our biggest problems are not halfway around the world. They're halfway down the block. And we've been ignoring those problems. And as a result, I think it's doing great damage to our economy. It's hurting a lot of people. And we need to start paying attention to what's happening in our own country.
Jim McGovern, let me switch subjects, if I may, for a moment, go to the Affordable Care Act implementation, Obamacare, and ask what your constituents are telling you now.
Well, Massachusetts is kind of a unique state in the fact that, you know, a lot of what Obamacare is, we've already done. You know, a lot of constituents are concerned about, you know, the health care costs, first and foremost, and that is that, you know, they're paying an awful lot for health care, and they want to figure out a way to control those costs. And that's an understandable concern and something that hopefully, you know, with the more people we enroll nationwide into health care programs, the more we can bring down the level of uncompensated care that we need to pay for. You know, most people in Massachusetts, don't, you know, obsess over the Affordable Care Act like some of the pundits in Washington do. I think people understand that in a country like ours, everybody ought to have health care. We're one of the few industrial nations, if not the only industrialized nation in the world, that doesn't guarantee all of its citizens health care. And that's something that is unfortunate. That's something we ought to fix. And so I think that most of the people that I talk to in my district want this to succeed. They're cheering it on for success. They're not cheering it on for a failure, as some of my colleagues here in the House are doing. So, that's what I hear.
When you go down to the floor, you just have come back from the floor. What's the spirit down there? Are people looking at each other as you would the lions and the tigers in the zoo? Or is it, you know, we're professionals and we like each other, except when we discuss these issues?
Yeah, I think one of the problems here in Washington is that both parties have become so obsessed with winning elections that they're not paying enough attention to governing. And, you know, and I think, you know, my colleagues, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, are all good people. I mean, I personally like everybody here. It's not a question of liking or dislike. But when it comes to kind of negotiating deals, you know, there are people who put up walls and say, geez, if I negotiate a deal with you, I might make you look good. That may not be good politically. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to figure out a way to get to a point where we say there is a time for elections and then there's a time to govern. And the time for elections shouldn't be, you know, constant. And yet that's kind of the culture that we exist in down here. And there's also these great ideological divides. I mean, as I mentioned to you before, I mean, within the Republican Party, there are great divides. You have your traditional Republicans who believe in less government, but then you have this kind of libertarian wing that believes in no government. And so that, you know, any deal that doesn't eliminate government entirely is unacceptable to those people. And that makes it very difficult to negotiate compromises. And Speaker Boehner has his hands full dealing with that wing of his party. But nonetheless, I wish he would, show a little bit more leadership and, you know, try to bring things to a close. You know, we're leaving for holiday break. And immigration reform hasn't been dealt with. We haven't passed a jobs bill. We haven't passed a farm bill. There's a whole bunch of things we haven't done. And it just seems to me that if I was the Speaker of the House, I would want to make sure that I utilize every single minute to make sure that I'm working on behalf of the American people.
We love talking to Congressman Jim McGovern in Massachusetts 2nd District. Jim, when we come back for the third time, and you've been very generous with your time, I want to talk to you about the future, the political future of the House.
Okay.